This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. After President Trump's decision to wind down the DACA program this week, many of the voices we've heard have come from big cities like Dallas, Houston, Los Angeles. In today's Friday conversation, we'll hear from a much smaller burg in East Texas. Tusneem Raja is a former NPR journalist who's been collecting DACA stories for her news startup. It's called The Tyler Loop. Tusneem Raja, welcome to the Friday conversation.
Thanks for having me.
A lot of folks don't realize just how diverse Tyler is. More than 100,000 people live there. One in four is Latino. One in nine Tyler residents were born in another country. You've been talking to people with DACA protection for weeks. What are you hearing?
The diversity of young people I've gotten to talk to for this series in and of themselves is just really remarkable. You know, we've got a nurse, a teacher, an insurance salesman, an engineering student. Some were just babies when they came here with their families. Others remember the journey and remember how difficult and scary it was. But they've all really made a home here in Tyler. You ask any of them, you know, where's home for you? They say, oh, it's here. I went to middle school here. I went to high school here. Tyler is home.
Did the president's decision this week change the conversation at all?
When you're a DACA recipient, you always know that this is a possibility. So, you know, of the four people I interviewed for this series, all of them have said, you know, we try not to pay too much attention to the news because if you follow along with every little move here and there, it gets to be paralyzing. But this week's news, they couldn't ignore. And they're hoping that having gotten their story out, you know, it might not make a difference on the national level, but at least here in Tyler, they hope that more people will understand the difficult decision that they've had to make and how hard they've tried to contribute to the community here.
Now, some people might respond, why don't these DACA recipients just get in line with the rest of the immigrants trying to get U.S. citizenship? One of the folks you talked to told a story about the wait his father is going through.
My dad tried to apply through my uncle, and when it's from a brother to a brother asking for a change of status, it's 15 years of wait alone before you can get an interview with a USCIS agent. 15 years. He still has about 5 years to go.
A 15-year wait. So what's the story here?
There's this perception out there, and we saw it among our readers on this series, that there's a simple process out there to become a legal U.S. citizen. And, you know, people who've been living here illegally for a long time just maybe haven't bothered to go through that process. In reality, it can take years, even in the best of circumstances. And none of the people that I talked to for these stories are in the best of circumstances. So in Jonathan's case, his dad tried to become a U.S. citizen through his brother, Jonathan's uncle, not long after the family first moved to the U.S. But what a lot of people don't realize, it's an extremely difficult process, especially if you are hoping to get residency through a sibling. Once you apply, you can look forward to a 10 to 25 year wait period, after which you can become a permanent resident if you're approved. And then at that point, after being a permanent resident for six more years, you can apply for U.S. citizenship. If you're from Mexico, the wait is even longer than applicants from other countries.
And that's because I assume that there are just more people trying to get in from Mexico.
Yes, absolutely.
So what was the most interesting DACA story you got?
One story I'll just never be able to get in my head is the story of Leticia, a nurse here in Tyler. Her dream is to open a clinic in town for people who don't have insurance. And when you're on DACA, you have to renew your status every 2 years. It's a rigorous screening process. And the wait time for processing can be quite long. 1 year when her renewal came up, she didn't get her work permit back right away. And she actually had to stay out from work for a month. Before that, a lot of people she worked with at the hospital didn't know that she was undocumented. And she talked about how embarrassing and frustrating that was. And just thinking about her kind of having to sit at home, twiddle her thumbs, worry about her bills, that just really stayed with me.
How has the political discussion around immigration played out in Tyler?
So the night after the Trump administration announced its decision to move on ending DACA and phasing out the program, hundreds of people gathered downtown to show their support for the program, holding the same kinds of signs that you see in pictures of protests in places like New York City or Los Angeles. And I think it really was remarkable for a lot of people in Tyler to see that, you know, even here in this place that from the outside, you know, has this perception of being very conservative conservative and not necessarily pro-immigration, even though we are 25% Latino as a city, that even here in Tyler, people really understand that ending DACA would have a huge effect on the city and the people who live here, and not necessarily a positive one.
Tasneem Raja is editor of The Tyler Loop. That's thetylerloop.com. It describes itself as, quote, small batch digital magazine. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you so much.